T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Welcome everyone to this episode of the Palmetto Guardian. I'm Sergeant Chelsea Weaver. For those of you who are watching this on YouTube, you're probably wondering where I'm at. We haven't done video in a while, and as you can see, I am somewhere where we're usually not at. So, and if you are listening on Apple Podcasts or any of those platforms, you might want to go over to YouTube because this year I am at Camp Bob Cooper, and typically we just do audio podcasts because of the environment. But this year I was like, you know what? I have a cool little camera with me. I want to shoot video so you guys can see all the campers and counselors and junior counselors that we're talking to. So I was like, you know what? This is going to be the year that we do video as well. So if you're listening, head over to YouTube and check it out so you can kind of see where we're at. And throughout the week, I'll be at different locations so you can kind of see what's going on. But I am down by the water. I'm at Camp Bob Cooper, and you'll hear me refer to myself as Hollywood this week. So if you've heard other episodes during youth camp, everybody gets camp names. And so the first year I was here, they gifted me the name of Hollywood because I'm the photographer, I'm the videographer, I'm out here doing all the fun stuff for social media. So that's why my nickname is Hollywood, and I'm super excited to be here this year. Typically I have a partner in crime with me, Sergeant Cato, but she has AT currently, so I'm flying solo. But the exciting thing about this year that we have not done before is we have two JCs, so junior counselors, who have cameras with them, and I'm going to kind of guide them and teach them some photography stuff so that they can help me and kind of spread out and get footage of everything that's going on for the campers and the parents and for everybody back home that's going to be seeing all of the cool fun stuff that we're posting on social media. So it'll be fun to have two helpers with me. I'm going to have them come on in a little bit to kind of talk about their experience, what they're excited for this year with camp, with their new positions and all that fun stuff. So it's going to be pretty much the same thing. We're just going to have new campers, returning campers come on and kind of talk about their experiences. There's the talent show, so we'll have some people come on and talk about that. So it's just a fun, exciting year for youth camp, and I'm excited. The weather is holding out. I haven't checked to see if we have any bad weather or rain this week, but I know it's going to be hot. It's always hot in the summer in South Carolina, but hopefully being close to the water, we'll have a nice breeze that helps cool us off and all that fun stuff. So yeah, this week get to enjoy being outside of the office a little bit. So stay tuned and see what camp has to offer this week. Okay, so like I promised, I'm here with the two PAO JCs that they're going to help me out this year, taking some pictures. They got their cameras with them, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
My name is Tiny. This is my third year at camp, my second year as a JC.
My name is Marco. This is my fourth year at camp and my second year as a JC.
Awesome. Well, I'm so excited for you guys to help out because I'm flying solo this year, so it's going to be a little crazy getting around to all the activities and stuff like that, so it'll be fun to have you guys see what you do, kind of mentor you along the way, and see how you start at the beginning of camp and how things end at the end. So it's technically day one, but it's not the first full day. So we still have campers coming in. There's a lot going on. You guys were here yesterday getting stuff prepped and everything. So what do you guys look forward to most this year?
I'm excited to be able to travel around with the groups and see all the different activities and the different kids.
I'm excited to see the kids I had last year come back and hopefully recognize me.
Awesome. I know. It's funny because I've been coming here for a couple years, and it's cool to see, like, from the pistol age to now whenever they come every year and they get older. And it's cool to see, like, the relationships that they have from, like, you don't see them since, you haven't seen these kids since last year. So, like, it's cool to see how much they've grown and they've changed over time. So I'm excited to see what campers come back and what new campers decide to come this year. So do you guys, I mean, I know we talked a little bit offline, but do you guys kind of want to talk about what you're looking forward to as far as taking pictures for camp or any experience maybe?
I'm excited to document all the memories made because that was a really big thing for me, especially my first year coming here, was meeting new people and having new experiences, and I'm glad to be able to photograph that for the kids.
Awesome.
Like Ansley said with her first question, I'm really excited to be able to see all the groups instead of just be with one of the little kids. And, of course, being able to have experiences with so many different people now with all the age ranges and seeing how they'll grow next year, I'm really excited.
Awesome. Well, is there any advice that you would give to campers, whether it's their first year or their fifth year, or they want to become a JC, anything like that? Like, what experiences or advice would you give to them?
Just try everything and try to include others in everything. Just, it's such an amazing experience, and it's especially great to meet new people who understand what it's like to have parents in the military.
Awesome. What about you, Marco?
Put yourself out there, even if it's sitting with a group and you're not saying anything. You're sitting with a group. You're not alone in a corner. Camp is about, a huge part of camp is about the people, and people make camp. Like, people make the experience. So as long as you're part of that, you can have those memories too, even if you're not feeling the activity.
Awesome. Well said. That makes me want to come to camp every year. All right. Well, thank you guys for taking the time to talk with me. Like I said, I'm excited to see what you guys do this week as far as taking pictures, kind of helping you guys along the way, seeing how you grow throughout the week and sharing your stuff on our social media. So I guess we're going to head back to the gym so that we can start welcoming these campers. So thank you. All right, everyone, it is the first full day of camp. We are out at the rock wall. I'm with the Rifles. Sorry, my radio is going off. So we are in the field, so you will definitely hear a lot of background noise. But I have two campers with me, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
I'm Eden.
I'm Roman. I'm the guide on for the Rifles.
Awesome. What did you have to do to be picked to be the guide on?
I had to show the best spirit out of everybody who wanted to be a guide on.
Awesome. So are you going to have the best spirit for the rest of camp?
I need to or I lose my job.
Okay. So we're at the rock wall. It's the first full day of camp. How are you guys liking it so far?
I love camp.
It's going okay.
Just okay?
Yes. Well, at the rock wall, there's a lot of, like, sitting around.
Yeah, waiting for your turn. Yeah. So is this y'all's first time at camp?
No, ma'am. This is my second.
This is my first time.
How do you like it so far? Is it what you expected?
No, it's not what I expected.
Is it better than you expected?
Yes, it's better than I expected.
Okay. So is there anything that you guys are looking forward to today other than the rock wall, since that's the first activity that you've been doing?
Waterfront. I'm gonna go on the blob.
Yeah, the blob.
Later today we have paintball, so I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome. Is there any advice that you guys would give campers? I know that this is your second year, this is your first year, so far, is there any advice that you would give future campers?
Be nice to everyone, and don't be afraid to show spirit.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, are either of you guys participating in the talent show?
No, ma'am.
No?
I'm not participating.
No, you guys are just going to have the team spirit for the Rifles? Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to let you guys get back to the rock wall and your little group, and we'll see you guys at camp for the rest of the week. All right, everyone, we are out with the tanks now. They are currently at archery, which you guys are about to be heading out soon. You can hear them in the background singing and having so much fun. So I have two campers here with me, so I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
I'm Elijah.
And I'm Jesse.
Awesome. Do you guys not have camp names, or you just go by your regular name?
We made code names for all the boys, so my nickname was given to me of Watchy.
Watchy? What's the reason for that?
Because on the first day, I had a watch, and they kept asking me what the time was.
Oh, that's a good name.
I don't have a camp name.
No, you gotta come up with a camp name.
I feel like nothing suits me, like...
It'll come to you.
Like, this is my third year here, and, like, still no nickname. Like,
We need to figure that out then. There's a couple campers here that don't have camp names yet. So, it's the first full day. This is your first activity, so how are you guys liking archery so far?
It's been really fun. Clearly, them back there have been entertaining.
Yes, it's been really fun. I made one bullseye. Very proud of myself.
Awesome. That's great. So, what are you guys looking forward to at camp this year? I know you said this is your third time. How many times have you been?
This is my first year, actually.
Oh, okay. So how do you like it so far?
It's been really good. All the campers and stuff are nice.
Awesome. Is it what you expected, or is it a lot different than what you expected?
It's different. It feels good, though.
What about you? What have you enjoyed so far? I know this is your first activity, but Are there activities that you're looking forward to within the next week?
I think swimming is probably going to be the best with the blob and the iceberg.
Yes, the blob. I wish I could go on the blob, but I got a bad back, so that's not going to happen. But I'll watch you guys, and I'll film you flying there. So what are you looking forward to?
This is kind of weird, but platoon time. I like learning, like, all of, like, right face, left face, about face, stuff like that. I think it's fun. Also, I'm excited for paintball because, like, last year was so fun.
Awesome. So is there any advice that you guys would give future campers who maybe haven't been or are thinking about coming?
I'd say express yourself because, you know, everyone here, they're all having fun and everything because they're expressing themselves and they're being them.
I'd say the same thing. Like, when you come, be positive, not nervous. Everybody is, like, always nice and, like, try not to, like, act up because, like, you can get dropped and they can call over some people who will drop you. But if you just stay nice and stay having fun, it'll be great.
Okay, that's good advice. Now, I see that you're holding the guide on. Are you the guide on bearer?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what did you have to do? We interviewed the rifles, and somehow I interviewed their guide on, so it's kind of a coincidence that I'm interviewing the tank's guide on. So what did you have to do to earn this position?
So I won knockout, and everybody joined in, and I won out of everyone.
So that probably is part of the reason why you like platoon time, so that you can beat everybody at knockout.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back, and I guess you guys have swim after this, or?
Platoon time.
Oh, so you have platoon time. So perfect for you. All right. Well, thank you guys for taking the time to talk with me, and I'm going to let you guys get back to your campers. All right. So I got two more campers with me from the Pistols. I'm going to have them introduce themselves. So let's start with you.
My name is Abe.
My name is Bella.
Okay. Is that y'all's real names, or is that your camp name?
So, I don't have a camp name, but this is just a nickname. Okay. My first name is Colton.
Okay, awesome. What about you? Do you have a camp name?
Yeah, it's Goober.
Goober. Alrighty. So, is this y'all's first year at camp?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. And are you guys enjoying it so far?
Yes, for sure.
Yes, ma'am.
So today you guys have done the rock wall. You're having platoon time right now. What else have you guys been up to today?
Oh, we went swimming in a lake.
Are there any activities that you guys are looking forward to the most this week?
The thingy where you, like, hook yourself up to, like, there's, like, these trees, but then there's, like...
The ropes course?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Why are you looking forward to the ropes course?
Oh, because I've never done it before.
Are you afraid of heights?
A little bit.
All right, but you're gonna rock it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, is there any advice that you guys would want to give future campers who might come next year?
Just go to sleep and don't cause ruckus.
That's some good advice. What about you, Bella?
Make sure to bring some noise-proof headphones.
I know, it is kind of noisy with all these kids, huh? All right, well, I'm going to let you guys get back to your platoon time, but I appreciate you coming out and talking with me, so thank you. All right, everybody, I got two counselors with me. We got a JC, junior counselor. We got an SC, senior counselor. You can tell by the shirts that they're wearing. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So let's start with you.
Hi, I'm Uncle Sam.
Hi, I'm Minnie Moose.
Awesome. And I know that obviously this is not your first year being here. So can you kind of explain, you don't have to go into detail, but like how many years you've been at camp, what it's like to now being a counselor, whether you've been an SC, JC, stuff like that, and all that fun stuff.
I've been at camp for 6 years now, I think. It's really fun. It's really like my second home. You just kind of like get to see a different perspective from being a counselor versus being a camper.
Awesome. What about you?
I've been here 8 years. Yeah, 8 years. And kind of a similar perspective. Got to hear about a lot of the pranks when I was younger. And then now I'm getting to do the pranks.
Exactly. Is there any difference between that you've noticed being a junior counselor versus a senior counselor?
Junior counselor, it's more in depth with the kids. I get to interact more with them as a junior counselor, but as an SC, I get now help the JCs as well as the kids. So,
Awesome. So what is it like? Is this your first year being a JC?
This is my third.
Okay. So how is it different going from being a camper and now being a JC?
Well, like you said with the prank stuff, you heard about a lot of the prank stuff, and then now you get to do it, so it's a lot more fun. And we kind of take lead. Like, the senior counselors kind of step back. We get to show our leadership skills, so we, like, are with the kids pretty much every day. So,
do you guys plan on to keep coming back? We have some intruders coming in, the rifles, heading into the gym. But do you guys plan on coming back for the next foreseeable future and plan on being either a JC or an SE?
Always.
Oh, yeah. This is something I look forward to every summer.
Is there any advice that you guys would give campers who are currently campers and potentially looking to be counselors one day?
Literally just have fun. It's more laid back than it is being a camper, because like all the DNC, just have fun. Don't worry about like any drama or anything, because it's not really worth it.
Okay.
That hit on all the points there, I was going to say. So.
Okay, so basically just do what you're told, and being a counselor is a lot of fun. Is there anything that you're looking forward to with your campers the rest of the week? You have the smallest group, the youngest age. So are there any activities that you're looking forward to partaking in with them?
Definitely the DNC competition. We have a bunch of little kids, so it's going to be like really funny and fun to see, not really funny, but fun to see how they're acting in front of a bunch of people, especially since their first time being here, and not a lot of them know like DNC, but we're working on it and we're getting pretty snappy with it, so I think it should be fun.
Awesome. All right, what about you?
Skeet shooting and rifles. A lot of our kids have never shot either one. I've been around shotguns and rifles and skeet pretty much all my life, so be able to help out a little more and watch them enjoy it as much as I do, hopefully.
Yeah, it is fun watching them, like the first time they shoot in Camp Bob Cooper staff, that whenever they're like holding them, because they're so small and they're like afraid of the recoil and stuff, it is kind of comical to watch. But it is fun because like they get so excited and everything, so it'll be fun to go and see them do those two activities. And then y'all had the rock wall. How was that today?
I was actually on break.
Okay.
I got my stuff stolen, so.
Oh, no. Hopefully it doesn't end up on the flagpole like somebody else's stuff did the other day. Yeah. So were you at the rock wall with them? No? Okay. Okay. Alrighty. Well, are either of y'all participating in the Ugly Counselor contest tonight? No? Are y'all helping prepare the Ugly Counselor?
I think so.
Yeah. Sounds good. Alrighty, well, thank you guys for talking with me, and I'll let you guys get back to your little kids. I can hear them in there making a lot of noise, so we'll just enjoy the rest of camp.
Thank you.
All right, so I have an unfamiliar face with me. This is a new staff member. I'm going to let him introduce himself, and then we're just going to ask him some questions.
I'm Daniel Contreras. I'm the director for family programs, so I oversee the child and youth program. Here, while I'm here at camp, I'm the assistant commander.
Okay, awesome. So how has it been with this being your first time at camp? Like, was it what you expected? Like, what were you looking forward to? Like, how's it going so far? Things like that.
It is everything I expected. The folks that I work with, the camp commander, the S3, the S1, they've all, prior to coming here, laid out some expectations, but essentially it was like, you have to be there, you have to experience what's there to really know how camp goes, how family programs and child and youth programs support the child of a military service member. So far it's day two for the campers. It's been amazing. It's the kids from 10 to 17 are having an amazing day today. I've been out to see all of the activities today, and it's been wild. So is it everything that I expected? And more. It really is. It's an amazing program.
Awesome. Have you partaked in any of the activities so far, or are you just kind of watching everybody?
For the last day, I've been watching, observing, until I get an opportunity to get in, integrate with one of the platoons, and do what they're doing. I'm looking forward to that. So hopefully by the end of the week, I have done at least one to three things that they're amongst all of the other things they're doing out here.
Awesome. Is there anything on the schedule that you're excited or looking forward to seeing or even maybe participating in?
I think talent show is probably one of the ones everyone's talking about. There's other activities that are out there. So I think that's the one that stands out right now is seeing what kind of talent all our campers and our staffs are bringing to camp this year.
Are you planning on partaking in the talent show, or are you one of the judges this year?
I'm going to this year sit back. I don't have a talent to bring to the camp this year. So I'm looking forward to sitting back, watching the talent, and judging the show.
Awesome. Is there any advice that you would give to maybe parents who would be listening or future campers that are interested in coming to camp next year?
I definitely would advise that when the camp registration comes out to register as soon as possible. The South Carolina Guard has held this camp for 31 years, so it is very popular. The registration that goes fast. I'm sorry. They go really fast, and so we have a backlog of kiddos that are wanting to attend from all age groups. So if anything, I would say if you've never done it before, if your child has never attended camp before, get them in camp next year and get them to experience what I am seeing here this week, which is a bunch of camaraderie, lots of friendships being established, and it's just an amazing program the staff is running here.
Absolutely. I mean, it's cool. I don't even know how many years I've been here, and it's cool to see the younger campers getting older and then the campers turning into JCs and SCs, and then seeing the same kids coming back each year and they don't get to see those campers for a whole year, but then it's like they were never apart. So it's cool to see like those friendships build over time year after year, and they keep coming back because they just love it so much. But not just youth camp, Child and Youth Program and Service Member Family Care does a lot for the whole state. So like, what other activities throughout the year are there for the children to be able to participate in?
So Child and Youth sponsors Month of the Military Child, which is in April. And throughout the month of April, the program director for Child and Youth holds other activities. This past year, or rather for 2025, we had PJs and Penguins in Myrtle Beach. Well, we had the service members' children stay out at the aquarium at PJs and Penguins. We had Soldier for a Day as well toward the end of April, which is essentially turned out to be Camp for a Day. And various other, there are hunt activities that the director will sponsor, and just throughout the month of April celebrate the children of military service members, and essentially celebrate their families as being part of the Army National Guard. As far as family programs is concerned, the program encompasses other events throughout the year. There is Spouse Appreciation Month as well, and so throughout the month of May, the Guard celebrates spouses of military service members, and there are numerous activities that are, whether they're locally, they're a major event. This year we had an event at Lake Murray called the Spirit of St. Louis, which essentially was a dinner cruise on the lake for spouses and their guests. So the program throughout the entire year supports all of the major military-sponsored holidays. You have, in June, you have Memorial Day celebrations. You have, remembrances. And then you, of course, celebrating veterans in November. So, and also family programs will celebrate the month of the military family in November. So the program touches not just the service member and how we support the service member, but also that service member's families and children.
Awesome. All right, sir. Well, it's been a long day. It's hot out. Everybody's waiting for dinner chow. We got some fun activities going on this evening. So I'm going to let you head back to your duties and for the rest of the staff. But thank you for taking the time to talk with me, and we're looking forward to the rest of camp this week.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it as well.
All right. It is officially, I consider day two just because it's a full day of camp. So I have two campers here with me, but that's a little bit different than regular campers because we got thing one and we got thing two, but there's another story behind this. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves and then we'll kind of just dive right in. So we'll start with you.
So my name's Smith Kirby, also known as Bubbles and thing one. And, well, I'm part of Moose's Mafia, which we pretty much just help Moose with supplies.
Okay.
I am thing two. My name's Eli Hip. And I'm also part of the Moose Mafia, helping Moose with supplies.
So you guys have been JCs before, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. So how did you guys end up being a part of Moose's team? Moose, he's one of the staff here, and he's been around for a while. He's doing supply this year, so he's running around on this cool little gator back here and getting supplies and snacks and stuff to all the campers. So how did you guys get chosen out of all the JCs to be a part of his team?
Moose just kind of walked up to me at Camp Hannon and just asked if I would rather be with the kids or help him with supplies, and I said I'm just happy to be at camp. So
okay, what about you?
Been a JC for, I started 1 year early compared to normal, so I've already done it for 4 years, so this will be an extra year, and I wanted to do something different and new.
Awesome. So how has it been different being a part of Moose's team, aka Moose Mafia, versus being a JC working with the kids?
You get a completely different perspective on everything. Like, you don't get to see like some of the highs, but you also don't get to see like the lows and like some of the bad parts about dealing with kids, but you still get to have fun with them. And in some cases, the amount of fun you get to have now is better than what some of it is with, as a JC.
Okay, what about you?
It's definitely like a different way to see the camp, having to do logistics and make sure the campers have their water and stuff. Because like when you're being a JC, you're more like directly making sure the campers are drinking water and having what they need, and you're very direct, you're very right there. But this is more like, okay, we have the stuff to make sure the JCs can get it to them. Do they have enough supplies? Does this group have enough supplies? And you're kind of having to listen and take information from a much wider group of people that you know are already going to another group of people. So you're kind of like a more important, you're a bigger part of the funnel, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Absolutely. So are you guys, do you like this more than being a JC then? And do you guys plan on coming back next year and maybe being an SC, or do you kind of want to stick with the Moose Mafia as long as possible?
So I do kind of like it more than being a JC, but mainly because the whole DNC stuff, I'm not good at explaining it. I can show the kids how to do it, but I can't really explain it. And I don't really have to deal with that now. I can just, like, I'm helping them, but I get to still have fun with them. And I want to come back as an SC probably next year.
I love DNC and all. That's great. And I love dealing with the campers. So it's kind of like a 50-50 for me because this has been a great experience and that has been. I would say this would be better for me to do again, though, because I felt like I've been a JC enough and learned a lot from it versus this has new leadership skills to learn and new traits and things to learn from it. And I definitely do plan on coming back as an SC, but I won't be able to next year because I'll probably be off doing things. But then next year.
Okay, so we'll see you in 2 years. Okay, gotcha. So you guys are wearing different shirts than everybody else yesterday. I wish I had you on camera yesterday because your shirts were pretty cool. They were like the little minions, and it said Moose's Minions with little antlers. I thought that was pretty cool. So do you guys expect to – sorry, we have people coming in hot over here. It's okay, guys. Do you guys expect to have a new uniform for tomorrow, or do you expect something crazy?
Definitely something new, but also just as crazy.
Something new and crazy, because from a rumor I heard, the only day that we don't have a uniform is graduation. So.
Oh, nice. So you got, what, 2 more days? Something like that? 1 more day? I can't keep track of this. All right, is there any advice that either of you would give campers that maybe want to come next year, or campers who are currently here and might want to be JCs one day?
Just try connecting with the kids on a level of remembering how you were at that age and just understand where like they're coming at so you can better your experience with them.
I would say for people that want to come be campers, it can be scary leaving home for a while. And also This camp is like everyone's very homey, very at home and stuff here, so it can be a lot to take in your first year. So kind of just go along with it, give it a good chance, and hopefully you'll love it and you'll come back, because most people learn to. And if you want to become a JC, I would say the best thing is like more learning really good judgment and like kind of how to read your kids and understand your kids, because they're your main priority at the end of the day.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate y'all taking the time out of your busy day. I'm sure Moose is probably waiting for y'all to load back up and head out somewhere and do some more fun stuff for all these kids. So I'm going to let you guys get back at it. But thanks for stopping and talking with me. Okay, everyone. So I'm here with two campers from the oldest group, the Jockets. I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
My name is Bella.
And I'm Trevor.
Awesome. So is this y'all's first time at camp, or have you been here before?
I've been here before.
How many years have you been coming?
Last year and this year, so two.
Okay.
This is my second year. I came here about 2 years ago and this year.
Awesome. So what have you guys done so far that you've had the most fun with, or are there activities coming up that you're looking forward to most?
I really like the lake. I like swimming because I get to spend time with my friends and build new connections with people I haven't met before.
Okay.
I really enjoyed the rock wall we did, just reaching those new challenges we've never tried before, trying to do it like one-handed, go without legs, pretty fun stuff.
Awesome. So being a part of the older group, you guys also partake in service projects. So I know that you guys have done some painting and stuff like that. Have you done anything else, or what have you guys done for those service projects?
This year, we've really just painted. We like dust off everything before we paint, though. And last year we like spread mulch and stuff, but I feel like also like we do more stuff around the camp, being the oldest group, throughout the week, like just doing extra stuff like picking up trash.
Did you guys enjoy the service project?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Just all everyone getting together, working on one big thing to help the camp, just give back a little to the community. I'd say it was probably one of the best parts of this camp. 2 years ago, we did the sign planting. So all the green signs around, we did those, and now we're doing the painting for the barracks.
Awesome. So is there any advice that you would give campers who maybe have never been to camp, or maybe thinking about coming back to camp, maybe experiences to look forward to, anything like that?
I would say mostly just have fun, because you never, like, are going to really get to come back. Well, like, obviously in the future years, but, like, you would just want to make the best out of it, because it's only a week long, and just have fun, really.
Yeah. Keep your heads up, spirits up, and enjoy it while it lasts.
Awesome. Are you guys, do you think that you're going to win Most Spirited Platoon today, or are you going to get a streamer, or what is that looking like today?
We might. I don't know.
My optimistic answer, absolutely. My honest answer, not so much.
Well, I'm glad that you're honest. Do you guys plan on coming back next year, or potentially in the future want to come back as a JC?
Yeah, I would like to come back as a JC maybe next year or the year after that. But yeah, I do plan on coming back.
I'm not sure if I'm in the age for that, but I might be able to try coming back as like an SC maybe.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you just got to move up the ranks, just like the military. Yeah. All right, well, thank you all for taking the time to talk with me. I know you're trying to get over to your next activity, so I appreciate it. All right, everybody, I have two campers from the Hilos with me. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and then we're going to talk a little bit about camp. So let's get started.
My name's Bella.
My name's Mariah.
All right, and we are out at the rock wall. Mariah is geared up and ready to climb that thing. So has there been any activities so far that you guys have enjoyed the most, or maybe that you're looking forward to in the next couple days?
I like the shotgun and the archery.
Okay, so shoot and skeet and all that? Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like the shooting, and also hopefully I like this one. I think I like it, but I like archery too.
Awesome. Have you ever done rock wall climbing?
No, always been scared.
All right, well, today you're going to face your fears, right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So is this y'all's first time at camp, or have you been coming for a couple years now?
This is my first time at camp.
My first year.
Wow, first years for both of you. What made you guys decide to come this year?
I just thought it'd be something fun to do, something new. Soldier for the Day got me motivated coming here.
Awesome. Okay. So was it what you guys expected, or was it a lot different than what you expected?
It's what I expected, honestly.
Okay. A lot different.
Like, yeah.
A lot different? Okay. So do you guys think that you're going to come back now, or do you think like, I'm doing camp 1 year and I'm kind of, it was fun, but I don't want to come back?
I think I'm coming back.
Yeah, I'm coming back.
Okay. What are you guys looking forward to for the rest of the week? I know you already have done a lot of activities. Tomorrow is Hua Day, so we'll be at the lake for a couple hours. So is there anything else besides this rock wall that you're about to climb that you're looking forward to?
Talent show tomorrow.
Yeah, we're practicing for our talent show.
Okay, so you guys are going to be in the talent show. What are you doing? Are you doing something together?
Yes, we're doing dancing.
Okay. Yeah, it's like a trio. Four.
Okay, like ballet, hip-hop.
That's more hip-hop, I would say.
Okay, well, I'm excited to see you guys. Is there any advice that you would give campers who are watching or listening that might be contemplating coming next year?
Drink water. Drink water, don't give up, and be loud.
Yes, Vila. All right, do you guys think that maybe one day you'll want to be JCs?
Yes, next year.
Next year? Okay, what about you?
Yeah, maybe like, probably I was going to do it next year. Well, I am thinking about doing it next year, but like I probably like maybe think about doing another year or something.
One more year, be a jocket or something. All right, well, I'm going to let you guys head back over to the rock wall. Mariah, we're cheering for you. You're going to get to the top. You're going to ring the bell, and we'll catch you guys at the talent show. All right, everybody, that's it for this episode of the Palmetto Guardian. Thank you so much for listening. I know that this episode was a little bit different since being at camp. We had a little bit of technical issues with the video. Some of the videos were in focus, but I still wanted to post them because they were really good interviews with the campers. And we're super excited that all the campers came out this year, especially ones who have been here previously, and then those who it was their first year. It was so fun to see them all integrate together as a platoon and work together and do the activities and build new friendships. So it was very fun and exciting. The campers are currently packing, getting stuff ready before formation so that they can head to breakfast, and then they're probably gonna do a little practicing of their DNC before parents start arriving. I know that some of the campers are a little bit sad and aren't ready to head home, so parents, sorry, but I think they just had a lot of fun the last couple of days and they just wanted to keep on going. So we're so glad that campers are continuing to come back every year and they're making new friendships and the staff is growing, and it's just a lot of fun to see everybody working together, having a good time, and just enjoying being by the water. As you can see, I'm sitting in front of the lake and all the activities that Camp Bob Cooper has to offer. Last night was the talent show. Oh my gosh, this was one of the best years, I think. Like, we had a lot of good talent, a lot of unexpected things, some singing, some dancing, some skits. It was so much fun. The campers really enjoyed it, and we can't wait to see what the campers bring next year. But again, thank you so much for being patient with this episode. Definitely check out our social media. We'll have this podcast episode, we'll have the talent show video, and then we'll have the overall camp video. I have a lot of footage to go through, so bear with me. Hopefully it doesn't take me too long, but like I said, I was flying solo this year. The two JCs that were helping take pictures, they got some really good pictures, so I'm excited to post those so that you guys can see that. So yeah, thank you guys for watching. If you like this video, make sure you give it a big thumbs up. If you haven't subscribed to our channel, make sure you hit the subscribe button, and we'll see you in the next episode. Hollywood out.